Hey, Loz, I reckon he's a very proud hog for the homeless currently touring New South Wales. Hasn't been without its incidents either, but I'm glad to say Brad Fittler joins us on the phone from where in the great state of New South Wales. Hello, Brad.
Hello, TK. We're now down at Harley-Davidson at Moree.
Moree.
So we came from Lennox Head yesterday, and that was quite an effort, actually. You sort of, it was about nearly 700 k's the way we go.
Wow.
So it was a big ride yesterday.
Yeah, that's a big ride, Freddie. Now, how long have you been on the road, mate? And does it get bigger and bigger every year, the Hogs for Homeless? Because I know you've been doing it, now for 5 or 6 years?
So this is our seventh, mate.
Seventh, there you go.
Well, we're sort of doing the same distance this year, but about 2 days shorter. So it's sort of a little bit longer this year. But generally, pretty much try to do a figure eight around New South Wales country. We go as high as, we went as high as Tenterfield. Went through Tenterfield yesterday, and we actually go into Victoria when we go around the Snowy Mountains. So you can sort of jam a fair bit in. But we turned up last night at Moree at the Royal Hotel, and it was unreal. You know, they set up a really good function. They had the local fella who's a bit of a poet and gets up and does some poetry, which was hilarious, and had a great time.
Yeah, the thing about the Hogs for Homeless is that obviously you're raising money for Father Chris Riley's youth on the street, but
off the street.
But you've raised plenty of money over that time, Freddie, and this is something that's close to your heart, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. For a lot of different reasons, I ran into Father Chris back in 2002, and it made a difference in my life. So I just knew that there's things you can do, and this one just ends up being a, not only you do pretty good, but it's a great time. But this year also, we've hooked up with the New South Wales Police Force. So this morning, we're at a program with the local PCY, so they do Fit for Life. So kids can go there every morning, and they go there, do a bit of training, grab some food, and then on their way to school. So New South Wales Origin, we're going to do something with... There's a footy competition ran through the PCYC. Was it's an Indigenous competition?
Yep.
I'm trying to think, nations or something about nations.
Yeah.
So we're gonna line up with that. So the winners are gonna get down and meet the Origin boys, and so we want to make a real impact with the New South Wales Police and the PCYC. There's about 65 in New South Wales. So
yep.
I think they're the place for kids to go.
Few of your Origin boys went pretty good for Loz on Friday night as well, Brad. That Josh Adokar, superstar. Latrell, obviously a superstar.
Oh, they were outstanding. Well, James Roberts.
James Roberts. I mean,
you know, even in that, even in the one pre-season, I just saw something different and seen for a while. He sort of got the ball and come off his, he always sort of tests your outside, but he come back through, and with his power, he's just so strong. He went through and I think set up the try. I think it was Cody or... Yeah. Someone supporting through the inside. But you were talking about David Fafita before. I coached against him actually, and Payne played. And yeah, he, as a 16-year-old kid, he was incredible. He mostly hasn't. Payne sort of kept getting bigger. David was one of those really big kids, but he's, like Loz said, he's got it all. He's got really good footwork and fast. And did he chase a kick and score a try?
Yeah.
He's going to be a classy player. So. A lot of good kids coming through both New South Wales and Queensland.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong there, Freddie. And Payne Haas, he got his opportunity with South Logan. But just touching on James Roberts, to me, he looked as though he's got a bit more size about him too this
definitely.
Year.
Definitely.
He's up
strong.
A body, yeah.
Definitely.
He looked like he's done a great pre-season, and he hasn't lost any of that speed. So he's in for a big year. Now, you wouldn't have seen your Sydney Roosters, mate. They had did you watch it? Yep. They had a good victory, mate. Had a good victory.
Yeah, Brad Morris got a hat trick. So he was outstanding. And it was a funny game, although they put the cue in the Ragged Roosters and they just stopped playing for about 10 minutes there. And Wigan, and they'll sort of a bloke dropped the ball over the line pretty much, and that would have made the last 5 minutes interesting. But a bit of class from Keary. I thought he was outstanding again, Luke Keary. Jared was really strong in the middle, and they sort of never got to him. So if you don't really get to Jared, then something about the Roosters, you don't get to the rest of the Roosters. So she's a brave man to take him on, but that's the sort of someone's got to take that job on.
Yeah, that's the fourth time they've won the World Club Challenge. Now, you won it in, what, 2003?
2003, so we played St. Helens. One of my great memories, actually. Just one of those games that sticks in my head was we were, like, our team just played awesome. For the first game of the year, it just, I think we ended up winning about 38-0.
Yeah.
Just one of those great games.
And do you see the Roosters as the team to beat, mate? It's difficult to go back-to-back in the NRL era, but they've certainly, you know, lost Blake Ferguson, but they've got Ryan Hall, they've got Brett Morris, who scored a hat-trick today, and, you know, you'd think that some of their players will only get better.
Yeah, I think so. And then you saw Lindsay Collins. He had an impact when he came on. He's going to be the sort of next wave of front rows coming through. Thing is, with the Roosters at the moment, their whole venue's changed, so a fair bit's changed with them. You know, training's going to be a little bit different. They're going to... they're over in the Fox headquarters, I think it is. They've got
out the back.
Some changes to what they have to do, you know. So I wonder what sort of impact, but then, you know, Rob, I'll make sure that that's understood and make it as seamless as possible. So it's been made even harder for the Roosters. But I think they can. They're a great side there. You know, you put Latrell back in that team.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah, they go okay. Hogs for the Homeless, you go to the New South Wales Rugby League website to get involved. You can still donate through there. So you just follow the links and get involved with the Hogs for the Homeless. And just a quick one, Brad. Poor old Nathan Blacklock had the Telegraph this morning carry a story. He had a bit of a tumble off his bike.
Yeah, he came off his first year. Tinga Nasty will go into Tinga. But he came off and took up all that time. So we had to keep going. But it was okay. He came and went side of the road and he was okay. He ended up going, he went to hospital for precautionary reasons, but he's back with us now. He was with us last night and he's back on the trip.
so where do you head to next, mate?
We're going down to Corindai now for lunch and then we go to Tamworth and then we sort of start, we go Tamworth, Orange, Tumut, Wagga, Queanbeyan, Sydney.
Wow. Jeez, it's a big trip. We go to all those regional areas as well. So get involved with the Hogs for the Homeless and all those regional areas have got events on when the boys come to town as well. And the country people love their sport. There's no doubt about that. Thanks so much, Brad.
Thanks, all fellas. You can buy raffle tickets to that site. So you can win a Harley Davidson. So that's how you can help out if you want to put yourself in a chance to win a nice bike.
There you go. Go to the New South Wales Rugby League website, nswrl.com.au. It's for Father Chris Riley's Youth Off the Street. I know it's Youth Off the Street because I was once doing a function and I called it Youth on the Street.
Oh, yeah.
And Father Chris came up and said,
"Did he look at you?"
Terry, he goes, "We're actually trying to get the kids right off the street, not on the street." So that's how I now remember. It's off the street. Yeah, Youth Off the Street. It's a great cause. Get involved. Go to their website.